Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Church, good morning. Psalm 84 verse 5 says to go from strength to strength, every one of them that appeareth in Zion. You didn't appear in a nightclub. You didn't appear in Satan's house. You appeared in Zion. So, your paycheck by that scripture is strength. Receive strength. Strength on every side. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Let me celebrate my brother. Your pastor. Amen. One day we're in the River Assembly, the Church of Apostle Anselm Madibiko. Before this church emerged, we used to call him hand of discussion. When he handles the microphone, nobody can come after him. And on this said day, Pastor Mavis was preaching in the presence of Apostle Anselm Madibiko. You know, that's the father of faith, not just in Nigeria. And he made a statement. He said, this young man will be great, and the whole world will hear his voice. And he told us, mark him. He said, there is something about him that the world has not seen, that eyes have not seen. Thank you for loving your pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your hunger. Sincerely from my heart, I'm thanking everybody. And I'm appreciating the first lady of this house. The person that has what I call the administrative Midas touch. It's a grace you carry. You are not just admin by title, but by calling. You've got the Midas touch for you. Thank you, ma. Amen. And I want to thank all the leaders. And for the first time, my wife of over 3 decades came with me. Amen. Mother of 6. Four daughters and 2 boys. Then I told you a story. She's the one that led me to Christ. You remember? And she's the one that gave me and gave Jesus one of the foremost gospel, crazy gospel artists from her womb. That her name is Sharon G. So let me thank her. Let me just thank her. I'm a convert. So when she gets to heaven, they'll give her a special crown because of me. I'm not going to preach for too long this morning, but there is a prophecy in Joel chapter 2, sit down everybody, that you will read it. If you don't activate it, it will bypass you. Give me Joel chapter 2, King James Version. Let me project it. There is a composition of scriptures that was meant for this age, not Old Testament. That scripture is not even meant for the birth of the gospel, the New Testament. That scripture was not even designed for after the death of Christ, over 500 years after, that scripture is designed for this age. And the people, it's like they brought you to a... Have you gone to a buffet, a dinner that is a buffet? Have you gone to Sheraton to have a dinner, Protea, Eco Hotels, and you wake up in the morning and you see they bring you to the table, say these are, you can't call this one course meal, two course meal, you know? It's a from here to the end, you see dessert, you see, you know, starters and the rest of it. That's your new level. Can somebody say amen? And you got there and you missed it. You said, I won't eat this. And you came out of the place and you say, and you went to a place and you say, Eba mewa lafun ati kumo. Something is wrong with that person. Am I right? This scripture, can we begin to read loud? One, two, go. And hello, you are reading sitting down. Can we start all over again? Want to go? Now listen to me. The ladies' voices is overshadowing the men's voices. Don't tell me that you are full of biceps but not strength. Can we start all over again? Come on, hold it. What did he say? What did he say? Who has a trumpet here? Who can blow something here? I want this scripture to be live to you. He said, blow what? When they blow trumpets, can somebody silence the voice of a trumpeter? He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. So which means the Holy Spirit said, there are people that will blow. Say, I will blow. And that was where the slogan blow came out from. The world system took your scripture and they are using it. And every time they are blowing, can somebody say, I will blow for Jesus? Every force from the pit of hell, every generational and central causes that says what is written concerning you will not blow in these 20 days of glory, we bury them. Did you hear what I just said? This is not the original you in the realm of the spirit is bigger than this. If you have 1,000 in your bank account, that is not you. The original you will emerge. Jump 7 times. Say, I'm about to emerge. Can be silenced. That is a prophecy for somebody in this house. Your voice will be heard. As you proceed to the gates of hell, as you begin to blow, every gate in this region, they will begin to crumble. Every gate, they will begin to open. I came like a lion this morning. In a scripture, don't say amen. He said, one shall chase 1,000. Even from the Old Testament, they were painting who you are. They said you. Inside you is not one person. They said inside you is 1,000 people. One day, he said, I will give Ethiopia for thee.
You know the meaning of that scripture? God said, I will wipe up a whole nation to keep you. Your circumstances, your situation does not actually define you. I didn't come to preach this morning. I came to push you into your original capacity. Can somebody say capacity? Say capacity. I want you to pray like a madman for 1 minute. Go and pray. Kakala. Jesus' precious name we pray. I'm sorry. I need to apologize to you. You might not be able to sit down throughout this service because there is a fire on your chair. If you attempt it, you will stand up again. Am I speaking to you? Because the angels are here. They will do a surgery work on you. It's not the same you that came for this meeting. It's the same you that is going out. I get me. A timid person came in. I get me. You are full of energy, of strength going back. The same you, you will destroy the works of darkness. Can we read for that? Hell! Hold it! He said, you! Sound! Everything is about sound. Trumpets. You read scriptures, you don't know the meaning. You just look at them in Matthew chapter 5. He said, you are a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. Satan is doing his own assignment. He wants you to be a city that he will hide. But Jesus said, you are a city that cannot be hidden. So there is a battle. You are a city. He's trying to hide you. Nobody is seeing you. They are not seeing your capacity. They are not seeing your glory. They are not seeing your worth. From today, everything that is hidden you will bring you out. Continue. Hello? He said, let's. Oh, I think it's not for you. What did he say? I think he said for you. What did he say? He said, oh, to party your Dubai. Only one mama tremble. You know what they call tremble? You know the meaning? You don't know. He said, I will put your dread upon them. He said, I will put your dread upon them. In the occult world, there is a juju they do. They call it Heru. They call it Heru. It's in the occult world, they call it Ebamishogweru, which means when they do it on your body, when you appear, people will be scared. You don't need to do that, juju. By what Jesus, by his birth, his death, his resurrection, you became a rujeje. You are not using it. I will personally lead you out in this service. That was why they collected offering before I came. They meet on way. I will lead you. Satan will cry in your hand. He said, let her. Read it now. Tremble before me, Samson. Let all the inhabitants. Let her. There are some secular slang. When they are saying it, it resonates with me. Like what if Porto? Like I wonder. What if Porto? They never plenty rich. Because the capacity says you won, we chase 1,000. Then he began to paint it in the book of Judges. Scripture says, Samson will take the jawbone of an ass. The jawbone of an ass. The man called Samson. If you do church history, he's not, he doesn't have biceps. So he doesn't have big stature. Same thing with Paul. Paul was short. He doesn't have biceps. But when they talk about it, is in the natural that you need biceps to be strong. But in the spirit, you don't need height. You don't need biceps to be strong. It is spiritual. Your strength is spiritual. So he took the jawbone of an ass that he moved towards the gate of the Philistines. Then he began to go with the jawbone and he will clear 1,000. That was when Jesus has not come, has not died, has not resurrected. Something in the Old Testament will finish 1,000 Philistines. Today, from today, when you begin to chase, when you begin to chase, when you enter a place, you begin to clear them. You didn't understand what I'm talking about. 16 years ago, was it 16, 17 years ago, sweetheart? When we're in Warri Papa Yos Church. I can't forget that day. You see, it's an annoying. You didn't hear me. Your assignment. Because Jesus has put this capacity in you. That's why Paul said, thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph at all times. He has put this capacity in. He's the way you enter the dark places of the heart. Your light, not the light. Not the light. John 1:4. Not the light. Your light. Customize it. Everybody has a customized light. That Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, verse 2. And the cloven tongue as of fire came upon each one of them, not collective. Today, your fire that is customized is coming upon you. And this sister, the area was on her. And she went out about 1:30 in the afternoon. And she entered a dark place. By the time she entered, she was the only lady. And she saw close to like 25 to 30 men holding her. Asked me what they were doing. Asked me where she entered. She entered the joint where they are, a coven, where they are selling Indian hemp. The industry whereby they sell, they produce, they market, both wholesale and retail. And she was the only lady in black skirt with a t-shirt like the one they are projecting. Are you getting me? That they wrote strike force on it. She came to strike the works of darkness. Ask me what they were doing there. Some were wrapping Indian hemp. Some are finished wrapping and they were smoking. They were smoke. And she entered. And the arrow began to work. And she said, I have a product. I want to market a product to you. But she faced somebody that is their leader. And the one looked at her. The arrow started working. Eh? And she looked at the people. She said, what's your name? She mentioned her name. Let's hear what she will say. The product. We only give you between 6 and 7 minutes. We'll talk. And she opened her mouth. He said, open your mouth wide and we feel it. Open. Ushers, get ready with the materials. Open. She opened her mouth. And the capacity of Jesus in her. The reality of scriptures that says greater is he that is in you than all the forces began to walk. And she began to talk. By the 3rd minute, she said, my product, his name is Jesus, the savior of the world, the rose of Sharon, Jesu, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was, that's a topic on his own, the one who is, the one who is coming back again, the root of Jesse. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then, then they began to drop their hemp one after the other. They were dropping it. And they were dropping it. Because when you enter this realm, the dark places of the heart can't handle your light again. I came to push you so that your light can shine in the darknesses of the heart. I will lead you to the gate in 10 minutes. To that gate. You didn't know there is an explosive inside you from the day you were saved. And if you don't put your new technologies, what did they, when they want to use explosives, is it, they denote it, or what did they call it? Donate, or what did you call it? Detonate. What's the meaning of detonate?
Like an explosive to launch something.
Pastor Shea, you come, bring that thing out for me, inside your phone. You see, as I'm speaking to you, deliverance is taking place. You are now, you see, church membership is not Christianity. Satan wants you. You see, when they have, they start a complaint, there is the CEO, there is the head of department, there is the co-staffs. They now said they need casual workers. When you go to around the Ilupeju, where they have a lot of complaints in Lagos, when it is 5 a.m., you see casual workers running to enter the complaint to do casual work. When they now close at 4 or 5, they'll be coming out. They don't eat good food. They don't have a pension scheme. They don't have a salary. They just give them anything they want. The way we have casual workers, what is the meaning of casual here?
Something relaxed and unconcerned. Relaxed.
Something casual means relaxed.
Relaxed.
Wait. Everything that I put you in a relaxed mode, I break it today. You didn't understand it. Relax. Where your destiny is looking at you. What's the second thing he says? Relax and what?
Unconcerned.
Unconcerned. You see, you are seated in church. Satan wants you to be unconcerned with spiritual things. It does not bother you. You are becoming casual. As I'm talking now, some people are still sitting down. Oh, the casuality tied them on the chair. You are sitting down. It's okay. I'm looking at one angle there. You are sitting down. It's okay. It's okay. You will stand up now. What in the day? I came for a deliverance service. Do you want to be casual?
No.
Do you want a casual destiny?
No.
Not regular.
Not regular. The third one.
Or permanent.
Yes.
Not regular or permanent.
Yes.
A person who does something irregularly.
You just do something irregularly. You say that something, not me. Be on the keyboard for me, please. Thank you. Go sit down. Say not me. They were dropping their Indian hand. You know who... You know who led people to Christ? Do you know who led people to Christ in that Indian end joint? It's not the sister. It's the Oga that told every one of them that I'm giving my life to Christ now. And I command all of you to give your life to Christ with me. Can someone say power? Listen to me. Christianity started with power. It will end with power. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received him, to them gave me power to be the sons of God. From my wife's testimony, she started killing witches from the age of 14, 15. Where she was living is a witch enclave. Only her, she was killing witches. The one, some of them will come and confess before she will kill them. She was killing them with scriptures. Listen to me, power will enter you. God! and I want you people to give your life to Christ too. And they said, yes, sir, we are giving our life to Christ. Not that they told me. She came out of the place and they followed her. Ask me how many people followed her to church with their Indian hemp in their pocket. 21. We will share that scripture. We enter that in the second service. There is a dimension of Christianity you won't see in Nigeria today. I came to show you. I'm the first. It's not because I'm a man of God. I'm the first person. Don't say because I'm a pastor. They have a different understanding that led ministers of the gospel to Fela Shrine in Nigeria. The first. I took 36 ministers. We were having a ministers conference in the morning. I think Pastor Mavis Oji was in that meeting. I have a family Bible church. I finished preaching. I saw this one. All you general pastors, all these ones you are doing inside church. Say, so, yeah, the demons, you have power. You can cast out demons. You. I will show you where they have demons complaint. There are a lot of deliverance cases, no problem. This one is all levels. When it is 9 p.m. at night, let's gather. I said, let's go to Fela Shrine. When we got to Fela Shrine, they were crying. When you go to Fela Shrine, you see cases. You see a lady on the table with four drugs, cocaine, loud, tramadol. Are you getting what I'm saying? 25 years ago, we only know about four drugs, cocaine, heroin, Indian hemp, and tramadol. Today, there are over 100 class kind of drug that is loud. Begin to mention them. Mention. Kolo. Which means Satan has upgraded to destroy the world. And the people God called to save the world are sitting down. Carry your bag. Everything you came with the church, carry it. You follow me now. Everything you came with, carry it. Jory, but I hear Oti. He not yet in share Oti Boba. You know, talk about Boba. I will share Tiri. Oti Boba. Can you go to Bolara? You know my Bolara. Listen to me. You know, talk. You know. He said, I indeed baptize you with water. You could see that I'm not a regular preacher. You could see that I'm on Kolo, I'm on loud, I'm on ice, I'm on tramadol, I'm on marijuana. All these ones I mentioned, they are spiritual ones that is higher than the normal one. I get in own penu mini, but then berini, and they work out with time. I'm not normal, and I will never be normal. Everything that makes you to be normal, I fight it today. Because no regular Christian can do anything meaningful. Can I bring the table here? Can you? Look at me. I will be calling people. Who can run and follow me? Who can run and follow me? Run, follow me. Run, follow me. Run, follow me.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.